The issue du jour in the city attorney's race, what clients have the candidates represented in their private legal practices? In the debate last night, attorney Carmen Trutanich refused to reveal his former clients, saying they're protected from being revealed by attorney-client privilege. But here's City Councilman Jack Weiss at a news conference earlier today.
The critical issue now is disclosure. Time and time again, I've called on Carmen Trutanich to disclose the very basics, the identities of his clients. That is not privileged legal information.
Dean of UC Irvine School of Law, Erwin Chemerinsky, who says he's not voting in the runoff election, said only in rare cases would an attorney be legally bound not to disclose former clients.
Only if revealing the identity of clients would in itself of necessity tell something confidential would there be a prohibition of disclosing it.
Why not then reveal former clients? Trutanich campaign consultant John Shellman said they're already public.
Virtually all of Mr. Trutanich's clients are public record. There's court documents. In fact, Councilman Weiss has been pulling those court documents to try to use in a smear campaign against Mr. Trutanich.
Shellman says, in fact, it's Weiss who's not been forthcoming about clients he worked with at the law firm Irell and Manella just out of law school. Chemerinsky says both candidates ought to be as forthcoming as possible with their past dealings.
We may want to choose one person over another for city attorney so as to avoid some kinds of conflicts of interest. If we know that one city attorney would not only disqualify himself, but the whole office because of conflicts of interest, that may be a reason to choose somebody else. So to me, this is an example where the voters just need full information.
The candidates will continue their sparring over this issue, gun control, and the power of the city controller at their next debate, April 28th, at the National Center for the Preservation of Democracy. Richie Duchon, Annenberg Radio News.